Hi, this is The Weekly Green, and I'm Gretchen.
This week I'm talking with Brad Lancaster about how far Tucson has come. Hi, Brad.
Hi. I'm just amazed that 10 years ago, when I was really pushing water harvesting and still writing my book, when I would mention the term rainwater harvesting, most people didn't have a clue what I was talking about. And my neighbor's like, why are you always digging these basins everywhere? What's up with you? Just put in a drip irrigation system. And of course, in my head, I'm going, what? And pull more water from the Colorado? Deplete our groundwater even more? No, can't you see? And thankfully, so many people can see now. So thanks to my workshops and books and talks and those of Watershed Management Group and the Snorren Permaculture Teachers Guild, what the folks at Pima Association of Governments and Mead Meyer and all are doing to promote this. There's just so many people in so many sectors and new water harvesting companies that have come up, permaculture-related companies, nurseries getting on board with this, that there's this great consciousness that there wasn't before. And now you can go to any neighborhood in Tucson and you'll find at least one person harvesting the rain, typically many. It's also amazing that 10 years ago it was illegal to cut your street curb to direct street runoff to street-side basins that could passively and freely irrigate street-side trees, which could then shade and cool the street while controlling flooding. Now it's legal. And not only is it legal, it's incentivized to harvest water with the $2,000 rainwater harvesting rebates the city's offering. You can harvest gray water with a $1,000 rebate. Now an all-new city street construction, thanks to new ordinance, whoever builds that road has to build it in such a way to harvest at minimum a half-inch rainstorm's worth of water within and beside that road. So it's a 180-degree shift. Now our streets are becoming harvesting strategies instead of infrastructure that just drains everything. So this is amazing. Yet, we need to remind ourselves that we can't rest on our laurels. We got to go further. Even though a lot of communities around the country are looking to Tucson for the example it set and are impressed by its leadership, we got to keep pushing the envelope. We got to evolve more.
What's next?
Well, I want to see the default being that you harvest rainwater. So we got to show the flow and celebrate the results. And no better way than to be able to walk through it.
During this interview, Brad also did a call out to Tucson musicians. He is looking for some musicians to record some great environmental movement songs.
So there's so much incredible potential here in Tucson. And not just with rain, fertility, and so on, but and the great native plants and wildlife, but it's also this incredible music community. And I have been so blessed in that some of the great performers here in Tucson have generated some songs about water harvesting, sun and shade harvesting, and the harvest of mesquite and the native food bounty. So Gabrielle Pietrangelo, Bradford Trojan, Ted Warmbrand, and Desert Rat, and all these are, their songs are on my website, harvestingrainwater.com. But we need more, because I feel that the great social movements that have happened, those that have gone the furthest and really succeeded, have succeeded oftentimes due in part to their incredible soundtracks. The civil rights movement, I mean, what an amazing soundtrack it had and still has. And we need the same for turning our ecosystems back into regenerative, thriving systems and how we can be an active participant in that, that enhances the health and wealth of us as individuals, neighborhoods, communities, and the world. So I'm asking for the community, if they're inclined and would like to generate such songs, let's get them out there. They can contact me through my website, brad@harvestingrainwater.com.
What's the name of your book, Brad?
So my books are Rainwater Harvesting for Drylands and Beyond, volumes 1 and 2.
Thanks for listening to The Weekly Green, produced and recorded in Tucson, Arizona.